It's 5:30, yeah. So I'll call the meeting to order.
We're talking with you.
Wow.
First of all, is there any questions on the agenda? Any changes? Anything? Or is there a motion to adopt it?
I can move that.
Lee, is there a second?
Second.
Tina? Any further discussion on that? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next thing on the agenda is to elect a finance committee chairperson.
He just walked in.
I think it's still 6:30 and Tim is here.
Yeah.
How are we doing?
You're right on time. We're looking for a chair.
Yes.
I'll cut it close every time.
That works.
Jesus, I have my right name.
We can wait. We can wait.
He changed his name.
Which other name do you go by?
Patricia.
He heard we were electing a finance chair, so he grabbed someone else's name.
Oh.
You know, dummy.
Yeah.
All right. So, Tim, we just are on number three here. We've adopted the agenda. We're looking to elect a finance committee chairperson. So, Ed Pop has agreed to continue on as the chair, if someone would like to nominate him, or is there a new nomination?
I'd nominate Ed.
Is there a second?
A second.
Further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Mm-hmm. Aye.
Aye. Ed is our chair. He's been the chair for a couple years.
Finance chair?
This will be second year.
He was board chair for 2 years before that.
So. Okay. Yeah. So next we have the fourth quarter financial reports.
Oh. Well, yeah, in Ed's absence. You would continue.
Oh, okay. I think I was.
Yeah.
So we need approval on that. We've got the financial reports here. I'm sure you've all had a chance to look those over. Are there any questions on the financials? Otherwise, if no further questions, is there a motion?
Amy,
you want me to do?
Yes, yes, please
okay,
do.
Sure, I can go over them if you'd like. The quarter four financial report begins on page 3. And if we jump to page 4, that's where my talk will start. At the year end, our cash and investment balances are shown here on page 4. There were 25 certificates of deposit in the portfolio at year end, and the overall rate of return was 5.04%. On December 31st, you'll notice that the magic savings account was earning 5.45%. This means that our portfolio rate of return was lower than our liquid savings, but it shows the value of us staggering our investment maturity dates throughout the year. The first half of 2024 is going to be an opportunity for us to maybe have fewer certificates on the magic portfolio side. This should help increase that rate of return and allow the organization to benefit from that higher savings liquid return. If you go to page 6, this is where revenues are expressed as a percentage of the budget. You can see that most of the 2024 surplus occurred on the revenue side. The interest rate rebound and the short-term investment strategy really paid off for Great River. More CD renewals meant the organization benefited from the higher interest rates at a more rapid pace, and this line was adjusted up for the 2024 budget cycle. Great River also received nearly $74,000 more in state funding than originally was anticipated. With the changes made to the formula calculations at the state level during last year's legislative session, there is a strong possibility that Great River will know this number prior to the 2025 budget being passed. So that'll help strengthen our confidence in the budget. Lastly, the patron receipts line was adjusted down as part of the fines-free policy change in January of 2022. The activity in this budget line consists of the fees for copies, lost materials, and other patron charges. As such, we've been able to accumulate a couple years of data, and we can adjust that line up for upcoming budget years. In 2023, overall revenues exceeded the budget by $406,600. On page 7 and 8, it shows the overall 2023 expenses as compared to those in 2022. Overall, 2023 spending increased by 3.78%. Personnel spending lines are reflective of the additional state funding that we received. Rising postage rates has severely impacted the patron contact services line. You can see that line was overspent significantly in 2023. This budget line absorbs the charges for patron hold notices, past due, and billing notices. We're going to be working to adjust several ways of timing and communication methods in this cycle that should decrease the number of notices that need to be sent out in 2024. Lastly, that staff mileage reimbursement we talked about several times during 2023. That line also was exceeded. This is due to a combination of us decreasing that budget line during the pandemic era, unknowns, I guess you could say, and the significant increase in the IRS mileage over the past several years. At the bottom of page 8, you'll see that year-to-date spending for 2023 was 97.3% of budgeted amounts, or $273,600 underspent. Pages 9 through 11 are the illustrations of the fund balance spending in 2023. This is where you're going to see all the grant spending and the fund development activity. Overall, the 2023 surplus was $680,196. If you remember, in November, the Finance Committee approved several surplus designations that included a compensation study, one-time spending to increase the content of the digital library, an extended hours pilot project, and increased staffing levels in St. Michael. It was also $350,000 of surplus agreed to be put in the 2025 budget as a revenue line, which will help offset signatory contributions. After all of these designations, the remaining 2023 surplus of $197,200 will roll into the unassigned fund balance. Does anybody have any questions?
I just had one question. The Opportunity Hardware Grant.
What is that?
Is that you guys know what it is, apparently?
Yeah, Opportunity Hardware Grant was
I can talk.
Thank you, because I wasn't here.
It's been on the books for a really long time. Do you remember when, well, you maybe don't. So a long, long time ago, Bill and Melinda Gates felt very strongly about having public technology in libraries and gave a whole bunch of grant rounds to libraries. And so that's dollars still remaining from that grant fund. And at the time, it was designated for specific libraries, like peers, that didn't have the space for all the computers they wanted to give them. And so we're going to be looking at that grant line. Like, there's no strings attached to the dollars anymore, so there may be a better way of using that to replace computers rather than just keeping it as a carry forward on the books.
Okay, because it's almost $29,000.
Mm-hmm. And it's been there a really long time. Yeah.
Okay, so it might go away.
Yeah, eventually we'll spend it on computers.
This year or next year? 24
most 25. Likely, there might be an opportunity this year, depending on what the IT's replacement cycle is.
Yeah, they have, like, different groups of computers are in different replacement cycles. They're all on a 3 to 5 year window. And so when the public computers go, that's probably when we would spend that down. But we'll let you know when we're doing that.
Okay. Any other questions for Amy?
Good eye. Okay.
Hearing no extra comments, is there a motion to approve the financial report?
I'll make a motion to
Tina,
approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Tim? Any further discussion on that? Hearing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next we go to the budget guidelines. Karen, do you want to speak to that, or Amy
sure,
will speak
to
that?
I can speak to it. This evening, we're asking the Finance Committee to approve the 2025 budget guidelines as the next part of the budget process for Great River. These are the same guidelines that the organization has been using in recent years. This evening is the opportunity for the committee to discuss and recommend any necessary updates to the guidelines. The next steps in this process are preparing a base budget that will be prepared to be shown to this committee in March, along with any budget requests that come from other departments. The committee in turn recommends a preliminary budget adoption in May to the full board, and then in July, the full board will adopt the final 2025 budget.
Any other comments, questions on that? All right, hearing no further questions for Amy, is there a motion to approve that? The budget guidelines for 2025. Lee, first, is there a second?
I can second that.
Bobby, any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Mm-hmm. Motion carries. Next, we have the St. Cloud Public Library lighting update. We do need action on.
Mm-hmm. So I did send some information out about this project to the board earlier, and there's information in your packet. I also have Neil Vig and Brandy Cantor, who are the staff members who've been directly involved with the discussions with City of St. Cloud, and then we have representatives from City of St. Cloud, Tracy and Brian, to answer any questions about the project as well. We didn't really rehearse who was going to say what. Do you guys want to go first?
Yeah, I can certainly give an overview, and Brian can add to that. And any additions and questions, we can go from there. Does that work?
That does.
Okay. Excellent. So just quick introductions for those that do not know who I am. Tracy Hodel, I'm Public Services Director for the City of St. Cloud. I've been with the city for over 23 years now, so it's been a while. Our public services section has engineering, public works, and public utilities departments in it. And not sure how Public Works got this facility, but we did. And Brian works with your team quite a bit here on that location, so I'll let Brian introduce himself here.
I've been with the city 24 years now. Had many different roles, but currently I'm the Assistant Public Works Director. And I basically oversee streets and central maintenance building and fleet maintenance. And I work with Neil on some of the maintenance projects here.
And so a brief background, and Neil and Brandy might be able to add more onto this, but of course when this facility was constructed back in 2008, the technology of lighting was fluorescent, right? It's outdated, and the LED transition happened after that, so now we're left with a system that's no longer made as far as control systems on fluorescent type of lighting, and no longer supported either. So you guys have probably noticed, and I know we hear from your team, that our lights are on a lot, and it's pretty excessive, the amount of electricity that this building uses due to the inadequate control system that's here and the fluorescent lighting. We did change some fluorescent lighting out to LED after the fire in 2016, about 25%, if that sounds about right. We don't plan to replace that, but we do plan to put the LED that was installed on the new control system. Right now, many of those, we're not realizing the savings because we can't shut them off because they're set on a solid state. So in the past, and I'm not sure how much this board has reviewed or known of the prior estimates, but even as early as last year, the total costs were around the $700,000 mark for a complete replacement with the controls and everything. Recently, there's new control systems that are out on the market, which reduce those costs significantly, and we were just notified of a new rebate program through Xcel Energy that's going to allow us to move forward with this project in a much more cost-effective manner, and with that, and that's why we kind of pushed this project quick than probably what you would even have liked. However, we're on a tight time schedule to be able to get that rebate that not only do you get a straight rebate, but if we get it done by, is it done at end of April? We'll get an extra $26,000 in rebate funds to pay for this project. So right now we're looking at total project costs of about $384,000, and taking off the $118,000 rebate leaves us with about $266,000. 18% of that would be about $48,000, which is under consideration this evening today for the admin area for this building here. Due to the tight timeline and those type of things, we did bring it to council on January 29th for approval at the St. Cloud City Council level. That did get approved, so we can keep moving along with the process, and Brian will be able to kind of talk more about what that project schedule looks like. But significant savings, over close to a half a million kilowatt hours a year of savings, which equates to about $55,000 in electric energy bills. put that into perspective, an average household uses about 11,000 kilowatt hours a year in electricity. So think about it. That's 43 homes of electricity that we're going to be able to save. And looking at the emissions, did a quick calculator, you're looking at, that's equivalent to the emissions generated from 74 gasoline-powered passenger vehicles and burning about 373,000 pounds of coal. So a pretty significant financial and sustainability benefits with moving forward this project at this time. Any questions that you would have for us or on this project?
Any questions?
Just the fact that this system is no longer serviceable. It makes sense to switch, but if it results in lower operating costs to boot, will be it.
We do have areas of this building that are wired directly in, and that we no longer can even shut them off.
You guys probably saw some of that last meeting. Mm-hmm. If you remember, this bank of lights was doing weird things, and somebody magically went in the back and they turned on. That was what they were doing. They were working with the breaker to turn the lights on. So, yeah, it's being held together with a thread. It's kind of amazing that it even turns on right now. Like, it would have been great. Like, I've been in this building for a long time now. I wish there were more switches. I wish I could just turn on the lights. Like, that seems like a really simple thing to ask, but that is not how this building was constructed. So,
what's the timeline for the project if it's approved?
They're going to start tomorrow.
Oh. There's a lot of work to get done to get that rebate. So, yeah, we've been working on the contracts in preparation in hopes that things would get approved. So
before you guys open up in the morning, they're going to try to work in the public areas to keep the interruptions down to the public and that. And then they'll move into different areas once you're open.
Okay.
And Neil's going to work really closely with the contractors. Mm-hmm.
Wayne?
Madam Chair, from the peanut gallery, have the rebate in hand already?
No, we have to have the work completed by the end of April.
Yeah, we do have a agreement in place with them. It has all the calculations and how it was determined and the before and after. And so we'll be doing analysis after, too, to confirm that all the savings were realized.
Currently, no, they do not plan on working on weekends.
I have a question. How fast do we have to pay you for this? When the work is done, or?
Well, we could probably talk to our finance director about that. However, we have some down payment schedules. I think with the big supplier, we're paying for all of it up front, right,
yep.
For the lighting. But then for the installer, I think it's like a 30% down payment upon approval of PO and then 50% when the project is substantially complete and then the remainder when the final. So we're paying, but it's going to be a quick turnaround. So it'll be because we want to get it done with that rebate program. But we can talk to our finance director about that. I don't know what's comfortable with
our finance.
Yeah.
We're going to get that money from.
Yep. You know who the contractor is?
Mm-hmm. Erickson Electric is the installing contractor, and then working in with Innovative Alliance, so kind of coordinating the work as well between all of us.
Very good.
How long is it going to take you?
They're hoping to get done by the end of April.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, they're really going to go after it, huh?
Yeah.
That's why they want to start tomorrow.
And a lot of the equipment has been shipped in already, so there shouldn't be any delays due to equipment problems.
Any other questions before we vote?
What line item will that come out of in here?
We were proposing that we would pull it out of the building maintenance fund, which is one of these fund balance accounts that have been sitting there since the beginning of time, and then the remainder would come out of the operating budget for 2025 or 2024, I suppose. We would likely end up overspending that line, depending on how quickly the savings get realized, but... we usually change hands with bills at the beginning of a budget year and get the custodial invoice over to you guys, and then we get the cost share invoice, and I would imagine it would follow that, but we would likely overspend that building maintenance line. Is that what it's called?
They're actually both called building maintenance. Yeah. On page 9 is where the fund balance, the remaining fund balance is. That's a $12,000 balance. And then the operating line you can see on page 7 under services and contracts.
We could take some out of the hardware fund. Is there any more questions before we go to a vote on that?
I was just curious. Bobby? Xcel Energy doesn't have to do anything on their end, right?
Just help us out with the program sure. with the rebate. Yeah. Okay. Correct.
Very good.
Any further questions?
I would make a motion to accept it.
Is there a second? Lee, second? Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Let's find the money.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, keep us posted. Yeah, absolutely.
She'll do that at happy hour. I know this woman.
And then next we have number 7 is the assigned finance committee's member to audit outtake meeting. Karen or Amy?
Yeah, our audit is scheduled to take place March 18th through the 22nd. The audit team is going to do a combination of an in-person and virtual audit this year. Typically, that last Friday, they have a quick outtake meeting where two of our finance committee members have historically attended. Last year, Tina was kind enough to join us in a Zoom meeting. The meeting takes about an hour of your time. And it is scheduled for Monday, March 25th at 10 o'clock. So I'm just hoping to find a couple of volunteers that could find the time to join us.
Do you want to know that now or later? Or?
The audit will take place right at the same time as the March meeting. So I can send the invite now. Yeah. We can decide next meeting if you want.
Yeah, but it gives us a chance mm-hmm. to look at our calendars. Okay, so we don't need to vote in that at all. It's just some information.
It's just, yeah.
We don't want to know how much our audit's going to cost, about the same amount as before.
I would anticipate, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that was in the contract that was in the January packet.
Okay. Any other comments before we adjourn? Otherwise, we will adjourn at 5:52.